Speaking of Manson, my buddy just got to check out Manson down in Springfield, my old radio station. And he got to do a meet and greet with Manson. He's got an awesome Polaroid. Manson did Polaroid pictures with everyone.
Old school.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I've never met Manson.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've always wanted to.
Sonic Boom? You didn't get to meet Manson?
No, didn't get a chance to, man. Didn't get a chance to. He wasn't feeling well, so he wasn't doing anything.
Right, right.
But I'm a little jealous right now. I'm stuck here with you.
I love me some Manson,
dude,
man.
He's so good. His last two albums, The Pale
tunes.
Emperor and, what is it? The last one was Emperor of Sand, I think.
Anyway,
it's just amazing albums. So we're talking about the greatest Super Bowl ads of all time. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you have a favorite one, Hunter?
A couple come to mind.
Yeah.
The old school Budweiser commercials.
Oh, classic.
With the frogs.
Bud.
Yeah. Wise.
Bud. I like the guy, because that's the one I could hit. Even
you know who that
age.
Is? That's David Harker who does that.
Oh, is it?
Harker. David
I
Harker.
Knew it. I knew I recognized that. Oh, that's hilarious. I got to say, you know, I was going through. There's a lot of great ones. There is so many great ones. But mine is actually fairly new. The Doritos Time Machine one. Do you know which one I'm talking? I'm going to play it right here.
You have to remind me.
I'm going to play it right here. Let's see if we can.
Hey, Mr. Smith. Want to try out my time machine? It runs on Doritos.
Sure. So now what?
Gotta put the whole bag in.
Okay.
Yes.
It's really working, Jimmy. This is the greatest moment of my life.
Get out of my yard.
Jimmy? You're so old.
I love that. Doritos. It's the future. I've always loved that one. That little kid just punking that guy, getting the Doritos. It's awesome, man.
That's a good one. How much are commercials? Do you know this year? Like, how much you have to pay to get in?
Oh, it's. I feel like it's kind of topped out. Remember for a while there, it was
kept
like
going up and
it
up.
Just, yeah, and that
it's
was
like
the thing.
$2 million now,
yeah,
isn't it?
All right. Let's say cost of 30 second commercial during Super Bowl. I guess I got to look that up. $5 million.
Mm.
$5 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a ridiculous amount. Mm-hmm. You know what I could see as this continues to expand? I could see more people doing like these micro commercials and saying, see more on YouTube or see more online at so-and-so. I think that's the smart route.
That's a good way to do it. Buy a
5 second one.
Or make them go to the website.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to see just a pair of boobs and then, like, see more, and I'll go check that out.
If you want to check out our favorites, check out WIRX.com.
That's right. There's obviously some other classic ones. If you go way back to, like, the Bud Light Slap, we were watching that one. That one's a good one.
This round of Bud Lights on me.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Yo, Steve, fist bump is out, man.
Really? What's in?
The slap now.
Wow.
Hunter, you're a fist bumper. You know fist bumps are out now. Yeah. It's a slap now.
Hey, that's fine.
It's a slap.
Cool.
And this one is.
Well, man. Some slaps, man.
Refreshingly smooth.
That's fantastic.
I like that.
Well, let's go over some more. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Of course, we'll get to the greatest one of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the greatest Super Bowl ad of all time, but we want to hear yours. Give us a call, 925-WIRX, and we'll laugh a little bit at the great comedy that is the ads. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:48, we are talking about the greatest Super Bowl commercials of all time.
Yeah.
Obviously, for people that don't really care about the Super Bowl, or maybe they like the game, but they're really excited. Mm-hmm. The ads, people go above and beyond for the Super Bowl.
In our household, when commercial time comes, we usually get loud and start to talk about what was going on during the game. And then all the women in the room, shut up!
I'm trying to watch the commercials! God.
How about you guys go in this room? We'll be in this room. You know, you guys don't even know who's playing.
Will you guys be quiet?
The commercials are on.
It's the Budweiser horse commercial again.
Right.
God, that one made me cry last year.
Seriously.
With the little pony that becomes the bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in the heart.
Deer jerker. You know, one of my favorite ones was, it was a while ago. It was a Tabasco commercial where the guy's sitting there eating Tabasco on his, I don't know, on something. And a mosquito comes and bites him and then flies away and boom, explodes.
I like that one. Well, we were talking about, you said one of your favorite ones, too. This is a classic
one. When we asked Reebok to send us Terry Tate, some people thought we were crazy. But I'm a firm believer in paradigm breaking, outside the box thinking.
Hey, buddy.
Break was over 15 minutes ago, Mitch!
And Mitch! Woo! Oh, my God.
Since Terry's been with us, our productivity has gone up 46%.
God,
we're getting more from our employees than ever before.
Just, you know you need a cover sheet on your TPS reports, Richard! That ain't new, baby!
Dude, it's hilarious. They could just keep doing that.
They could. Mitch. I just love throwing the names in there. Richie.
I like it when he hits like the old lady.
Hey, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
But what's really impressed me is how Terry's become part of the Felcher family.
Clothesline.
That's a load, Mrs. Cole. Doug.
To be honest, I wish Reebok sent us 10 Terry Tates.
You want to play games, Gene? Well, when it's game time, it's pay time, baby. Woo!
God, he's so intimidating.
Oh, just lighting people.
That one
is a classic one.
They got like 3 or 4 of those,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. There's been so many great ones, man. I mean, you go back. One of my favorite was the E-Trade Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so weird that you had to enjoy it.
Trying to think which one that was.
This is the E-Trade Baby.
Is it the Dancing Baby?
No, that was, are you thinking a Puppy Monkey Baby?
I think so, maybe.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. That one was just plain weird. That was Mountain Dew, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your favorite Super Bowl ads. We're still going to give you the greatest one of all time.
Coming up.
When we come back, stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, Night Court. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Obviously, it is the big week. The big Super Bowl week. Super Bowl week. Everyone's gearing up, and obviously, we are keeping with that theme. We'll give you the details on what's happening on Friday, but it involves Benny.
I've been teasing it all week.
It involves cocktail weenies.
Yeah, yeah.
And it involves a world record.
All right.
That's coming up on Friday.
Damn, you gave away more than I gave away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because we've officially established what Benny is going to do.
Yep.
So, Benny, cocktail weenies.
Super Bowl. 9-iron.
Unicorns. Stuffed buffalo. So, it's going to be great. So, I think we can wrap up the conversation on Super Bowl ads. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the best one here, but there's a couple more I want to bring up. This one is not that old. This was 2010, but just having Betty White and the phrase that she says in this is great.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Use Snickers.
Obviously, Snickers coming in with there. You're not yourself. That was a big ad campaign.
Betty White just getting flattened.
Not what your girlfriend said. I love Betty White. Obviously, there's been so many influential ads. This one... really, for me as a young man, my favorite look is the 90s look on women. I just love it.
I know which one this is.
And this one was really, as a young man seeing this, you're like, oh my God.
All right, let me put this out there before you play. The high-waisted shorts work in this one. That's the only time. It's when Cindy Crawford wears them.
You may remember this one. Any red-blooded male is going to remember this. Oh my God, Cindy. Set in a rural town, Cindy Crawford pulls up in a red Lamborghini Diablo. God, her hair is just all 90s.
Just blowing. And
good Lord. And I know that's like that one
piece.
Look at
how beautiful.
Just dime piece. Straight up. Pepsi,
even
Cindy.
Right now, I've seen her recently. She's still smoking hot, man.
What I wouldn't give to be that Pepsi can.
Is that a great new Pepsi can or what?
You're using a whole new 90s Cindy Crawford.
Sweet Jesus. Look at that.
It's beautiful.
For God's sakes. Get out of the studio for a little bit. Right. I need a minute. Obviously, that one was amazing. Cindy at her prime there.
Good Lord.
You can't go without doing the classic. Oh, my God. Everyone's going to hate us for this.
Everyone is going to hate us for this.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud.
What's up with you?
What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up? Yo, yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
What's that?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Dookie!
Hey.
Yo.
What's that? Hold on.
Classic.
Dude.
Classic.
Some good.
I hope today at some point someone goes, ah.
See, those are staples, man. See, we're
staples.
Still talking about
yeah.
those. Like, I feel like recently there hasn't been a commercial it's like we've been talking about for years.
No, there's been a lot of great ones, but yeah, these influential ones that, right. I mean, are still in our culture.
Just stick.
Anybody now, if you go, ah, yeah, they know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay, so the number one commercial, honestly, when you think about Super Bowl commercials, this is the number one,
For
man.
God's sakes, you going to play it or are you teasing it?
We'll have more to come. No, I'm going to play it right now. I won't tease it anymore. This is the number one commercial.
Please,
of all time.
All time.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you
Let's
can
give the kid
it.
Your jersey, for God's sake.
Come on, Mean Joe Green.
Okay.
A Coke and a smile makes me feel good. Makes me feel nice.
The kid just huffs and walks away.
Right,
but wait, it's not over.
And slam that Coke.
The whole world is smiling with me. Coca-Cola has life. Have a Coke.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Thanks, Mean Joe. I just love it. Hey, kid. Huh? Catch.
God, you see how fast he slammed that
Coke?
Yeah,
he did. Yeah. God. That's the greatest one of all time.
All time.
I don't think you can say it anything else.
Mean Joe, man.
Mean Joe.
I wonder how much that jersey's worth.
God,
from
lot.
That commercial.
That kid probably still has it. If that kid had any brains about him.
Signed, too.
He still has it. He got it signed.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Well, I can't wait. We'll have to talk more about these after this Super Bowl.
Monday, yeah, yeah.
But, all right.
Wait, we don't get that day off?
And then, no, we don't, unfortunately. Until next time.